Morning, Ireland. 11 minutes past seven. We're going to County Sligo first, where a fisherman has gone missing after his vessel ran aground near Mullaghmore Head in County Sligo yesterday evening. Our Northwest correspondent Shane O'Corrin is with us. What happened, Shane?
Gavin, yesterday evening, a member of the public alerted the Coast Guard Coordination Centre to a fishing vessel aground about 2 nautical miles south of Mullaghmore Head in North County Sligo. The member of the public raised the alarm when they spotted the boat aground with its engine still running off Cliffany Beach in North Sligo. Now, Malin Head Coast Guard is coordinating a multi-agency search for a missing fisherman off the coast of Mullaghmore. It is believed that the fisherman fell overboard from the vessel. Now, the search is concentrating on the area off Mullaghmore and out into Donegal Bay. That search has continued throughout the night. Last night, the Sligo-based Coast Guard helicopter R118 provided aerial support in the search. The Killybegs Coast Guard Unit lifeboat and RNLI lifeboats from Bundoran, Arringwore in West Donegal, Ballyglass, North Mayo and the Sligo Bay also helped with the search, and a number of local fishing vessels are also on the scene in support of the search for the missing fisherman.
We've had sunrise within the last hour. The search continuing this morning, Shane?
That's right, Gavin. As I said, it's continued throughout the night. The marine traffic website provides updates on real-time vessel positioning and movements and has shown lights of the Ballyglass all-weather lifeboat. It carried out an extensive search overnight to the area off Mullaghmore and further out in Donegal Bay. It has shown the Arringwore lifeboat searched further out in Donegal Bay to the area southwest of St John's Point and southeast of Rathnoburn Island. And you can see this morning that other vessels are helping in the search too. It's important to note too, Gavin, that these search crews, they're volunteers from coastal communities, and we're talking to several people last night, and there's a strong concern for this missing fisherman, and he's in many people's thoughts at the moment as the search is ongoing.
Shane, thank you. That's our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Corrin. It's 14 minutes past seven.